When County Executive Chris Abley took center stage to deliver the annual address, he pointed to the County Transit Center near Milwaukee's lakefront.
I'm proud to tell you that you can now bid your fond farewells to that building and start looking forward to the couture. In addition to creating thousands of jobs, adding millions to the property tax roll, and providing a stunning addition to the Milwaukee skyline, the couture represents what can happen when enough of us all work together, persist through challenges and debates, and never lose focus on opportunity.
Abley has been lobbying to let a developer build a high-rise called the Couture in place of the Transit Center. Arguments persist as to whether the land must remain public, but state leaders recently passed a bill stating the land can be privately developed. Abley highlighted another project underway just a few blocks north. It's where Northwestern Mutual will construct a new office tower.
These two buildings represent a powerful and undeniably positive statement about a real commitment to Milwaukee, a belief in the vibrancy of its future. In addition to making a huge impact on the downtown skyline, I see both buildings serving as giant exclamation points at the end of a sentence, Milwaukee County is coming back.
Besides touting construction projects, Abley says fiscally, Milwaukee County is stronger than in the past, with its debts decreasing. He also spent a lot of time talking about what he says democracy should be, people serving an idea, not a political party. County Board Chair Marina Dmitrievich says she has a slightly different view of democracy, at least on one item. Next Tuesday, county voters will decide whether to slash supervisors' pay and benefits. Abley supports the referendum.
Yeah, that's not an example of working together. It's been a tough year. And as I've said before, on April 1st, the voters have a decision before them in a referendum that was written by the state of Wisconsin. It's confusing, and I've called it a sham. I think it is. Because even if the voters choose to vote no, the cuts have already been made to the county board, and a lot of power has been consolidated into one person's hands, which is dangerous for democracy.
Dmitrievich says it's also time for Abley to restart the process of hiring a company to run the transit system. The board rejected Abley's first choice, saying the bidding process was flawed and the firm was unlikely to meet its promises. Supervisor David Bowen says he wishes he'd heard more about concerns affecting his constituents.
My issues are in my district are poverty related and making sure that we can focus on jobs and economic development. We touched on that a little bit today. On the economic development side, I don't know about poverty, but that's one of the things why we moved on the living wage ordinance and we got that done.
The ordinance calls for the county to pay its workers and those who work for contractors at least $11.32 an hour. Abley did not mention the issue during his address, but afterward he said he opposes the minimum county wage because it's higher than the federal government's and excludes union members. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.